With my grandchildren here, I've been slower getting my reading done. But they're also central to what we need to deal with. The entire New York Times Magazine of Sunday, August 5, was devoted to the story of climate change, when we knew it, what it would do, and our failure to stop it. Some of us have known for a long time without knowing how to ring the alarm bell. But there is no more time. Within two decades, the Earth's temperature will have risen enough to force a large portion of the Earth, with its homes and cities, underwater. Don't think you're affected? A rise of 10 to 20 feet in the height of the oceans will swamp large portions of our coast and forget about rebuilding like before. If you live above the sea line, it may not matter because much of the coastal infrastructure will be swamped. Roads, bridges, subways, pipelines, and much more will become unusable. Our towns and cities won't function like what brought us there. Think it's just the coasts? Actually, a large portion of the Midwest will be submerged, and a large portion of the Southwest will be a dust bowl, equally unusable. Worried about refugees? Much of our country will be refugees from the rising waters and the droughts caused by climate change. Feel secure in your property rights? Think about Sutter's Mill in California when gold was discovered. Large movements of people can swamp settled practices. Where will your food come from? Rising, warming oceans threaten coral reefs, and with them much of the global maritime food supply. Droughts and submerged land will reduce much earthbound food supplies. Still think this is a story about someone else? That you can pass on to your children and grandchildren the rising standard of living that is supposed to be the American dream? Can we stop it? Not if we fiddle while Rome burns or tweet while America disappears underwater. This is a national and international crisis, and it's way more than politics. Yes, other nations have to get on board, and many have, but it destroys their efforts, achievements, and resolve if America continues irresponsibly pumping CO2 and methane into the atmosphere. The battle against environmental devastation must be waged on a war footing with everything at our disposal. What will it take? More than your SUVs. Americans have been responding to cleaner power by buying more gas-guzzling cars and tools. At the very minimum, we'll have to accept a steep carbon tax so we can staunch the growing flood of energy use, even if we lower other taxes. We can't keep fracking and building pipelines or mining coal. I understand the concern about jobs, but we have to put our labor where it helps, not where it hurts. Global changes require global solutions that cut energy use and eliminate greenhouse gases. Retail suggestions can make some dents, like solar panels, green roofs, white roof tiles, and white roads and drives. Cities are much more efficient than sprawling development, and multifamily homes are much more efficient than single-family dwellings because they insulate each other. Some building and zoning changes could push people to use passive solar to make the most of the sun's heat in the winter and shield us from as much as possible in the summer. We have to start using our collective heads. And we have to address this problem like an emergency that will require effort and sacrifice from all of us. Patriotism requires no less. Our families, children, grandchildren, and everyone we hold dear require no less. This is a war for a livable environment. Losing it means losing everything, our country, our families, our homes, and lives. Fussing about issues of heritage and color are the work of fools. Sweating about how much damage will take place by 2035 or whether catastrophe will take a few more years just makes it inescapable. We have serious work to do.